You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. What's known as the standard music season, fall through spring, is wrapping up now, with many groups presenting their final concerts for the season. CAP Radio's arts and theater critic Jeff Hudson is joining me for this week's Sound Advice. It's been a busy season too, Jeff.
It has been a busy season, and it's going to be busy for about the next 5-6 weeks, and then it's all over.
Let's start with the Reno Philharmonic. There are two concerts this weekend to put on the calendar.
Right, April 27th and April 28th. That's Saturday and Sunday at the Pioneer Center. Laura Jackson, their conductor for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
And she's put together a very interesting program for this one. Opening up, there will be a little bit of music from the Richard Strauss opera Intermezzo, which was composed in Germany in the 20s. And then there's also a famous choral work, the Mozart Requiem. But for me, the most interesting part of this concert will be the world premiere of a new piece by Chinese-born composer Zhao Tian titled Transcend. And it marks the 150th anniversary of the construction of the Transcontinental Railroad,
wow,
which came through Reno over Donner Pass and then ended in Sacramento. This is a brand new piece, about 21 minutes long, and it was co-commissioned. Laura Jackson sort of was the lead commissioner on this, and then they got 12 other orchestras, so a total of 13 orchestras, including the Utah Philharmonic, the Sacramento Philharmonic, so that means you'll be hearing them play it at some point in the future. All of these orchestras are somewhere on or near the route of the Transcontinental Railway. So the composer spent about 12 months traveling the route and included a Donner Pass for one of the tunnels that was blasted by the Chinese workers.
You said this is a brand new work, so you haven't heard any of it either?
Nope.
Ah.
It's in three movements. I can tell you that much because I've read the program notes.
Okay.
The first movement evokes the expansive desert landscapes of Utah and Nevada. The second movement features folksy Chinese melodies, honoring the contributions of the Chinese laborers. If you've been to the Railroad Museum in West Sac, you've seen the picture of the Chinese workers hanging in their baskets off the granite cliffs.
It's actually a beautiful piece of artwork.
Yeah.
And to think about the music that goes with that time and that experience, I think is poetic.
And the final movement is titled D-O-N-E, and it's based on the rhythm of the letters D-O-N-E in Morse code, which they did a telegraph message when the construction was complete, and that was the message D-O-N-E.
It went down the line everywhere
to let
everyone know. All right, so that again is the Reno Philharmonic this weekend, Saturday, April 27th and the 28th. Also this weekend, the Stockton Symphony is in concert.
Right, that's Saturday at Atherton Auditorium on the San Joaquin Delta College campus. And the story here is that conductor Peter Jaffe is selecting music that honors each of Stockton's sister cities. And so they have sister cities in China, in Mexico, in Italy, Cambodia, Nigeria, Japan, and the Philippines. And so there are all these little short pieces that reflect the music of those countries, plus a few Stockton celebration pieces, you know, to honor the hometown. It's going to have the combined choruses of the Stockton Chorale, the San Joaquin Delta College Choir, and the University of Pacific Choir. So it's going to be a big concert. Before the concert, there will be performances by dance groups in the Mexican folklorico tradition, the Cambodian Khmer tradition, and Chinese-style dragon dancing.
With all those choices, I don't know how you chose which clip to play for us, but we are going to hear some music.
This is a piece by Arturo Marquez. He was a composer born in Mexico, and I believe he lives in Los Angeles now. And the title of the piece is Conga del Fuego Nuevo. And the orchestra that played that particular recording is the National Youth Orchestra of the USA. Maron Alsop was conducting it.
Oh.
And that's the orchestra that Roger Shaw, young violinist from Yolo County, is going to be performing in this summer as both the member of the violin section and as the first alternate pianist in case they need someone.
Yeah, he is so talented, and people in this area have watched him grow up with his music, and how wonderful that he will be back on stage again.
The Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra are wrapping up their 2018-19 season, with a concert on Saturday, May the 4th at the Community Center Theater. And this is going to be featuring a West Coast premiere of a recent choral piece by a composer named Dan Forrest, premiered around 2017 and was performed several dozen times during the past year in cities around the world. The piece is titled Lux, The Dawn from On High. It has five movements. The texts are drawn from sources including everything from ancient liturgical chant to modern secular love poetry, and it was inspired by the composer's impressions of light streaming into the interior of cathedrals in France and Ireland. Let's hear a little bit of that. And you can kind of hear the light streaming in through the big stained glass windows in that music, can't
you? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, I wanted it to play a little longer.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking with Jeff Hudson. He's previewing some of the late spring classical concerts in the region.
There are two different groups performing the Fauré Requiem in the next few weeks. The Modesto Symphony will be doing it on May the 10th and 11th. And In Concert Sierra with the Sierra Master Chorale and Orchestra will be doing it in Grass Valley on May the 19th and the 21st. Now, the Modesto performance is going to be conducted by David Lockington, who's been the conductor in Modesto since 2007. He's going to be wrapping up. They're starting a conductor search, and sometime in the next 3 years, they're expecting to name a new music director. Also on the program for the Modesto Symphony is going to be Igor Stravinsky's landmark ballet score, The Rite of Spring. And if you've never heard that in person, I really recommend that because it's just an absolute fireball of a piece. But for the Fauré Requiem is also being done by the Sierra Master Chorale and Orchestra. They have a new conductor, Allison Skinner, who lives in Davis, and she's going to be doing that Requiem and other works up in the Sierra foothills. One of the vocal soloists is someone I believe you've met, Kevin Doherty, who was on Inside earlier this week.
Just happens to be down the hall here, in the classical studio.
But he is, of course, a trained singer in addition to a morning host on Capital Public Radio.
With a beautiful voice.
With a beautiful voice. Allison Skinner also has a second choir, by the way, which is the Davis Chorale. They are in their 40th anniversary season, and on Saturday, May the 11th, they're performing in the Brunel Theater at Davis High School with a bunch of shorter works. But let's get back to the Fauré Requiem and hear a little bit of the final movement, In Paradisium.
So again, the Modesto Symphony on May 10th and 11th, and then In Concert Sierra on May 19th and 21st.
Right. And I should mention that one of the soloists with the Modesto Symphony is going to be Sacramento's favorite soprano, Carrie Hennessy.
Right. We can't miss giving her a plug along
the
way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We mentioned Roger Shaw earlier, who people in Davis are familiar with. And now let's mention another familiar name, another young musician who's been on Insight.
Unghee Cho, he plays the cello. He's been a soloist with the Sacramento Philharmonic and with a number of groups. He's going to be appearing with the UC Davis Symphony as a soloist, the other one being violinist Stephanie Zizak. They're doing the Brahms Double Concerto with Christian Baldini conducting. It's especially interesting because Unghee never went to UC Davis, but they're having him as a soloist.
Yeah, I always think of him as a UC Davis student.
No,
he didn't study music there.
Unghee also has a project of his own, the Mellon Music Festival, which is a chamber music series. That'll be four intimate chamber music concerts at different locations in Davis on May the 24th, 25th, and 26th. So let's hear a little bit of the Dvorak Piano Quintet. That was a sample of a recording by a graduate student group, actually, from back east, Stony Brook University in New York State. And that's a piece that Ung Hee will be playing as part of the Mellon Music Festival with his compatriots, mostly from the New England Conservatory.
So that's in late May. He is a soloist with the UC Davis Symphony Orchestra earlier in the month on May 4th. Finally, let's talk about one more. This is a concert coming up in June.
June the 2nd, tail end of the season for the Mondavi Center. Alexander String Quartet will be performing with pianist Joyce Yang. They are going to be premiering a brand new piece by a young composer, Samuel Adams. His music's been done at the Mondavi Center several times by the San Francisco Symphony and others. He is the son of composer John Adams, who's written the operas and the big orchestra pieces. Sam is now 33. He lives in New York. He grew up in the Bay Area. He also sometimes vacations. There's a family cabin up near Truckee where he sometimes goes to compose. Brand new piece, really looking forward to hearing it. Can't tell you what it's like because I missed the preview performance back in December where they sort of gave it a trial run.
Okay.
Also on the program, there are going to be some traditional works for piano and string quartet. There's a Mozart Piano Quartet number 2, and there's the Brahms Quintet for piano and strings number 2. There's a recording of the Alexander String Quartet and Joyce Yang playing that, so let's hear a little bit of the first movement of that. Pretty stirred up, isn't it?
That sounds like a big movie score.
Well, it's a symphonic type piece, but it's only 5 musicians on the stage.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. That is Jeff Hudson, and that's this week's Sound Advice. You can find more details about the concerts he talked about and links to the venues. It's all at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington. Our producers are Cody Drabble, Bert Johnson, and Kate Gonzalez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today, Anthony Van Hook, with Antonio Munoz. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.